I've struggled with mental health things since I was in high school, you know, anxiety and depression. And it was starting to affect my marriage, actually, just the baggage. I could feel my faith that I'd had from the time I was a little girl just kind of dying, you know, and it spiraled into a feeling of self-loathing and worthlessness and questioning even, you know, is God even real? Is he even there? I'd gotten to such a point of brokenness. I had just hit rock bottom. I was at my lowest of lows. I didn't even want to get out of bed most days. It had gotten past the point of just the previous suicidal thought.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray.
I was pretty much in the thick of it when I stumbled across Worship 24/7 on the Alexa app. It was almost something I scrolled past, but when I first stumbled across Worship 24/7 and I actually had the strength to click and listen in, I was so taken back. I mean, it almost took my breath away. I knew in that moment that God was telling me this is where you're supposed to be and I'm going to do something with this. And I finally just put my arms back and said, okay, God, like, you've got to take this, because you're either going to take control of my life again or my life is going to be gone.
Come, Jesus, we've been waiting so long.
Day after day, I felt my joy coming back. And the darkness and heaviness leaving. It was from that very first moment, though. And I haven't had but maybe a couple of moments where I could feel that heaviness and that darkness. And immediately, it's like I knew the Holy Spirit was saying, well, there's an app for that. It sounds so silly, but like, I mean, no matter where I'm at, I can tune in and worship 24/7. It has been what's kept me sane. And it has saved my life time and time again.
Come, Jesus.